Okay, we must say.
I think this might be, have to check the, might be, last day you want more of the Shiurim of Maisik Sofim, and then we're going to go on to Tztaka. And then we have to figure out, is Maisik Sofim and Tztaka connected or not? That's going to be a fascinating discussion. Or are these two separate ideas?
So the topic of today's shiur, Binyanei Bar Mitzvah. So there are a couple of things that are relevant. In other words, we're knowing we have Sudas Bar Mitzvah. Right? So is that a real chiv? Is that a mitzvah? What is that? The Sudas Bar Mitzvah. And could you spend Mos Meiser for that Suda? So that's... And then the discussion of the gifts. You know, is there did Meiser from the gifts that he gets from Bar Mitzvah or things like that. Okay, so the Gemara... in Kedushin says, "Rav Chanina, Mami she'inu mitzuva, ba'osa kach mitzuva ba'osa al chacham Rav Dam Rav Chanina, Godol mitzuva ba'osa mi she'inu mitzuva ba'osa." Right, so that's the we know the famous Gemara, Godol mitzuva ba'osa mi she'inu mitzuva ba'osa. Right, Tosis, look at Tosis, fourth Tosis. There, nine time. Misha mitzuvah v'osa adiv v'misha dog mitzvah yosef hed yavor misha enu mitzuvah she'yesh lo pas besilo shemir tzu yaniach. In other words, we know the famous klal is l'fum tzara agra, right? The reward is commensurate with the effort and the tzar that you had to put in. So b'meila, whenever you have a chiv to do something, you always have a daiga that you have to make sure it's done. If you don't have a chiv, so you always in the back of your mind, okay, I'm gonna try to do it, but you always have it back of your mind, and even if it doesn't get done, I don't have a chiyuv. So even though it sounds from the Nidvas Halev that Eina Mitzuvah Vosa is a nice thing, I'm not Mitzuvah and I do it, so that's such a nice thing, and you would think that's better, but Tosa says that since the person that's Mitzuvah Vosa has the Daiga, that it might not get done, and therefore he's worrying to make sure it gets done. So that pressure makes it from tzara'agra, makes it more choshev. That's the closest. I like to say over from the Atzei Chaim. The Atzei Chaim is the brother of the Satmar Rebbe. He says this a lot of times in his farm. He sowed that it's like this. That I said this over the Sichas Musar of the Parsha Shlach. I'll only say part, it's a much longer thing. But that a person is finite. So whatever I do, as great as it is, and whatever thoughts I have, but it's a finite action. But so if I'm doing something on my own, so even though I wasn't commanded, it's very admirable, but it's finite. When you have mitzvah, that means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Meshaleach and you're the Hishliach. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is infinite. So therefore, the Hashivas of the Maisa that's done when you're doing it as a Shliach of a Ribono Shel Olam is Elishaya. In contrast to Mitzvah V'Osa, and therefore that's why God of Mitzvah V'Osa and Mishayna Mitzvah V'Osa, because then you're a Shliach of some, and you're coming from an infinite being. And therefore, your action is on behalf of that infinite being. It makes your action so much more significant. And that's his Yisod, and he has a lot of different places in his farm. He says. Then the Gemara continues. Amar of Yosef Mireish Hava Mina Man Hava Amar Li Halacha Kerev Yehuda Amar Sumer Potem and Amitzas Avina Yomatav Larabana. Whereas originally Rav Yosef was blind. So he said, originally I thought that anyone who tells me that a sumer, a blind person, is potter from mitzvahs, I would make a party. Because
because I'm blind and I do mitzvahs. So therefore, it's great that I'm doing so much, you know, but that's what I thought originally. But then I heard, Hashtag the Shamina, Lahadamar of Hanina, Gol Mutsuva Vosa, Yosef, Misha, Mutsuva Vosa, Adarabba, Madamar Lihena Loch Rabu, David, the Yomatam of Rabban. Then I thought that anyone who tell me that I am Chayiv, I'd be a Yomatam of Rabban, because now I'm Mutsuva Vosa. So the Gemara has this concept of being making a Yom Tov L'Rabbanon upon hearing the concept that I'm Mitzvah V'Osa, and therefore I'm doing mitzvahs. That's what he says. Now that you're telling me that the halacha is this, and so I'm so happy. So the question is, we'll see whether there's a connection between this and the fact that a person's bar mitzvahs and now he's a Mitzvah V'Osa, so maybe in celebration, just like he's making a celebration, just hearing that the Psak Halacha is that Gadol Mitzvah V'Osa, and he would want to make a Yom Tova. So when you actually Mitzvah V'Osa, then certainly. Then the big question also is, does it have to be Bo Mayom? In other words, right when I was Bar Mitzvah, so everything was Bo Mayom. I was Bar Mitzvah, it was a Shabbos, so it was, and everything was, we had the Suda on Shabbos, everything was Bo Bayom. And so we had the Suda Bo Bayom, and Rav Shaul Ravner walked in from Bar Park, he spoke at the Bar Mitzvah. It was all Bo Bayom. We got Hagba. Those were he was a Rebbe of mine in Yeshiva Flatbush. And his son is a famous Rebbe in the Yeshiva Katana of Passaic now, of Shmuel Ravner. His father was of Shaul Ravner. It was an old school, you know, he had a Sheikh, he met with the Brisker Rav, it was a whole different thing. My 8th grade Rebbe in Yeshiva Flatbush was a Talmud of Rebbe Chonim. Yeah, so, you know, it's an interesting thing. Okay. So now let's see. Where does this come from, the concept of having a Suda for Bar Mitzvah? Who says? Is it a mitzvah? Question is it a chova? Is it a reshus? Or some call it an Indian. Is it an Indian? Is it, you know, what is it? Okay. So, the pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, "Tzeno Rena Benos Tzion B'Melch Shlomo B'Torah She'itru Lo Imo B'Yom Chasunoso U'B'Yom Simchas Libo." So this concept of Yom Chasunoso and Yom Simchas Libo. So the Zohar HaKadosh here, Biyom Chasunos, look at the bottom in the Perish Mosuk Midvash, it has with the translation. So look at the last four lines, the second paragraph on the bottom. The last four lines, in the middle of the line, it says, Amar Rav Yitzchak. Amar Rav Yitzchak, Mikleisu Shninu Le'eva. Now the parish. Miyugil Shano Lahala, Du Yom Machopso Al Tzadikai El Mebet Chedvas Adaliba, Ki Yom Adasolak Vekupa. Says the translation, Ki Bayom Ahu Yeshchova Al Tzadikim Lasa Simchas Le'evav, Kimo Biyom Shenichnas Lechupa. So he says it's a, that day it's a chova al tzadikim to have simcha kmo biyom shenichnas l'chupa.
tzaddik or is he a 15?
Is he a tzaddik or who's the tzaddik here? His father's the tzaddik or he?
This is his first day. He didn't have any Averos yet.
Yeah. So he's a big tzaddik. Rishon l'cheshbon avonos. Now, you have here also the Medrash Hanelam on page 6. Medrash Hanelam is also the Zohar. Zohar HaChadosh, Medrash Hanelam. So it says, let's look at the last arrow on the page, on the right side. Rav Shimon ben Yochai zamin l'mari masnis l'mecha b'zudosa. Rav Adavon l'mechafo kol beisa. So he would invite people to eat, in other words, on the day of his... What? Rav Adavon l'mechafo kol beisa b'mani dikhar. So what is this referring to? This is referring to the bar mitzvah. Because the first arrow says, Amar Lozer, Atlesha Shnin Ishtadlusa the bar Nash, Rahu Nefesh Haisa, Teshin in Eli, Boil Mevet, Zaka, Yavin Lei, Hinishmos Kadisha. I'm reviewing the higher time of the Tim Plus Asar, Michilun Rachmi Masnisa, yeah. So it's referred to Bar Mitzvah, the 13th year, and they're saying different things that these Tanoim did. I guess on his son's birth, Bar Mitzvah, Rav Shimon Yochai would invite all the Rabbanim, Mari de Masnisa, the Mechal Besudasa. So he would invite, so that you see this comes back to Rav Shimon Yochai. He would invite his colleagues to have a Suda on the Bar Mitzvah. Son. Yeah, I assume it doesn't mean him. Yeah. Well, so let's take a look at the Yamshel Shlomo. The famous thing is the Yamshel Shlomo. This is the newest printing of the Yamshel Shlomo. Says the Yamshel Shlomo, then through this meal opinion of Ben with the Zohar, or through this Hanukkah, call the home soon as safe and cream through this mitzvah. So through this meal opinion of Ben, Shalom Zohar, through this Hanukkah, see him as safer. These are through this mitzvah. Good to let us know. Meaning, even if you're on a madrega that you don't get Hanah from through this Rishus, these are Suda's mitzvah. Okay, so we're not going to read everything now, but... So take a look first, CMS Sefer on the bottom of page 8 on the left side. CMS Sefer Nami Nirim Beinai, Shehu Suda's mitzvah, Chei Raim and Perkol Kisvei, Tamar Bai Tesli, Chi Chazira Surman and Rabbanu, Tesholim Mesechta, right, that's the famous when I saw the Talmid HaChachamim that finished Masechta Avida Yom HaTamal Rabban. So you see that when they finish Masechta they make a Yom HaTava Mishum Zeh Hayanir Levar Shah Simcha Memono. You should make a Simcha Memono to see Masechta. They make a Simcha Yosef Vnei Kadosh Baruch Hu, a Simcha Verina Shal Torah. He says, I paskin halacha l'maisa to say a simcha b'mono at the seam. But then, when it's bald, no ha simcha, who is the dolls in the seam is kashos. He doesn't tell exactly what happened, but there's something not good happened at the Suda. And he says, and I attribute it Helesi hasichron b shavarti al divrei Moshe shloshamu biolam dovezer. Because I made an innovation without hearing this from my rebbeim to say hasimcha b'mono, and there was something that some problem that happened, some blow up at the suda. And he says I put the blame on myself that I made this innovation without having any misora to make this innovation. It's good musar. Okay, well, Kosovo will have a chasen opinion about. So it's right, he writes in the footnote, you see that he had a misora that my pidyon, we don't make my pidyon abed. By Mila we would make a simcha b'mono. We don't make it because it's the baby's crying, so it's not. That was the famous Maisa many years ago when Rabbi David Willink had his first son. Had a bris in 90 Bennett, and after the bris, there was a rikud after the bris. So when Rav Schwab got up to speak, he was critical of the rikud, because he said that it's not a minhag to have a rikud at a bris because tzar d'yanuka. That kind. This was like in. This story happened, I believe, in 1980. Something like that. Okay. But now let's go to Sudas Bar Mitzvah. Page 9, the left side. Sudas Bar Mitzvah, Sh'osim Ashkenazim. What the Ashkenazim do, they make a Sudas Bar Mitzvah. And he says, and you see from that Gemar Kedusha, Shomer of Yosef, Lasov Hashta Omar. Rav Chanin, the Gadol Mitzvah Vosa, Man Da'amar Lishayin Alach Rav Yehuda Da'amar Suva Potom in Mitzvah Yom Tov Rabbanu. Afu Mishayin Hayak Var Chayim. So on the Besora, he would make a party. Shol Yeh Yeh Noda Lo Arata, Vat Zala Sos Yontem. Kol Shekein Al Gaza Yisra Zman, Vat Zala Sos Yontem. So Man Da'ach on the Besora, he was going to make a Yom Tova. So Kal Vachomer on the actual occasion. But look at footnote 7. Chavos Yor Docha is a Raya Shehevi Rabbeinu. Mekem Shalom Mavur Sham Shasuda Shazor Rav Yosef Hayis Sudas Mitzvah. In other words, who says it was a Sudas Mitzvah? He was just happy. I was happy that, hey, you see that all the mitzvahs I'm doing, I get a lot of scars. So he was very happy. So he make a Yom HaTavah. So the Yavshu Shlomo says that it's a Sudas Mitzvah. And he wants to bring a Raya from Rav Yosef. That Rav Yosef heard that he was Chayiv in Mitzvahs, even though he was always Chayiv. But he heard that he was Chayiv in Mitzvahs and the Godel Mitzvah of Osa. So on that Shmua, he wanted to make a Yom HaTava. So the Yavshu Shlomo brings a Raya from here that you make a Yom HaTava for hearing. So Kal Vachomer, when you're actually Chayiv in mitzvahs, by your bar mitzvah, you should make Yom HaTavah, and he's assuming that Yom HaTavah means a Sudas Mitzvah. The Chavos Yair questions that. Maybe Yom HaTavah doesn't mean a suddus mitzvah, maybe it just means that he was happy. So he's happy, make a party, happy. Doesn't mean that it's a suddus mitzvah. So that's what he says. But then last line, let's see, on page 9, last line to the top. Achena bar mitzvah gufa lo yoshem be'enai sheruban ein lehem be'saros. He says, but who's so sure that they're really bar mitzvah? Because they don't have be'saros. He can't eat yotzi achere v'idecha vazim b'tfilin b'rkaz ha'mazim. Ad ha'chazaka. We say there's a chazaka that you're going to have shtei saros. And we rely on the chazaka for a milsad rabbanon. Right. So let's see what he says. Rashi brings a mosad deraisu. Mechol mokum ben haTorah yotzi brings a kad. El rabbanon rushenu motzigol. In kei miyad shen gil yud gimel shanim yom echad. Yatsu asu v'chenu l'gvarach brings a mosad kavu akroy. Umiachet shalom nasev zmanu achsham gam kein eni yodei zmanu. Lami yikra asu this mitzvah. So he says. So if you want to tell me the following chazaka, so he says, okay, so if you're doing it as mano, then I can understand. You're doing it as mano, so... Anyway, it's not bizmano, so why is it a suddus mitzvah? Let's see what he writes in the footnote. He says, "The whole of war, madu lo haya yedu hazmanu meduyak." So, hazmanu machmas tzaras v'gzeres golus. O meidin tam sheiyah lo haya yedu levnei Yisrael as a yom hameduyak shenoldu b'lem. He says, maybe they didn't know exactly when the birthday was. So he says, I can see if you're doing a bismano, so, okay, so now, even if he's not, you know, technically bar mitzvah, but now we're going to be mechanichim. But if it's not really bismano, so... Bikomachim kol yomim b'nei chiyuvin dinu bismano, m'chu shalom achar ha-mitzvah, ma she'enkein... He doesn't say the Shema Adayim lo higiz mano because shenuk v'chazok ha'yom al-lucham from Yad v'asa sasuda. So number three, he writes, "Bir de rei meiv the mila shalom zmana sudas mitzvah because he's doing the mitzvah of mila. Aval sudas bar mitzvah he lets him that he's a gadol. So nothing's happening. Not doing a mitzvah that day, he becomes a gadol." So he says, so that should only be shayach if it's the exact day, bo bayom. Not if you do it afterwards. It's not like mila, even if you do the mila shlo bezmano, but you still do the mila today. But bar mitzvah, you're not doing anything on the bar mitzvah. So then what's the party about? What's the whole thing about if it's not bismano? And a lot of times people, it's not bismano. So he writes on page 10, Mikol mokam nir in the hecha shemchanchim anai lindro shalasudah mein ha-ma'ora. So this is, I think, is a bit of a stretch. But he's saying, well, if he says a drasha about, you know, mein ha-ma'ora, That's why it became the minhag Yisrael was to make the drasha on tefillin, the Shabbos Aryeh. I have a friend, Dr. Kirstein. He's Rabbi Yehuda Willing's uncle for marriage. So we are classmates. He's a big cardiologist in Maimonides. So they have a family tradition to say the Shabbos Aryeh about Hesach Hadas and tefillin at the bar mitzvahs. I've heard that drasha from him, from when the father was my classmate, and then his son, and the other son. I've heard it several times, this drasha about Hesach Hadas tefillin by the Shabbos Aryeh. Like Shlomo HaMelech, they build a Beit HaMikdash, they mechanic the bias. So there's an Indian, Chinuch HaBayis. Mechol HaNesudas Mitzvah Sharina. Mechol Mokam Lo Yerbe Behem Sheivadach HaSashol Muna Kabul Ol Gamri. Vanu Mufachas Yimetro Liyot Zulosa Kol Fi Ha'indi V'ish Yir Hiel Kim. Again, you can have Kusa the... Yeah. So maybe you can, if he gives a drasha, So it's like mechanechem, the Chanukah Sabbath. Yeah.
He's saying that even though we have a chazakah, definitionally, since we don't know if definitionally is going to be called, so it's not.
Okay.
We don't know. Even though it might be.
Right.
Yeah. And the whole raya is. No
Well, that's a Chavos Yoyis Taina, who says
he's bringing Raya.
Right, he's bringing Raya.
It has to be exactly that. They were the. It's a symbol for this occasion.
Doesn't have to be on that day.
Right. If he wants to make it mitzvah.
Right.
But I'm saying if you just want to say it's an Indian, a
symbol. Right. So he's saying, well, if you give a drasha, then then you.
Is it because it's a drasha and a suffix, maybe it's not, or just like any time you give a drasha?
Not any time you give a drasha. You give a drasha now, and it's not as soon as mitzvah. It means a drasha in honor of him turning bar mitzvah. So it's like inaugurating him into the chiyuv, even though today's maybe not the chiyuv, but the fact that he's saying Torah will cover this occasion. Like the Chanukah Sabayis, he's saying, it doesn't have to be this. In other words, when you build a new whatever, and you make a party, it doesn't have to be the day that, you know. So, like you're saying, it's an honor of the occasion.
So this is even if you know Svadish Shalom Bismana.
Even if you know Svadish Shalom Bismana. So let's look in the Magen Avraham, on page 12. It says the Shulchan Aruch, in the Ramah, Yesh Omer Misha Nasa Beno Bar Mitzvah Yivarach Votar Hashem Vavol Shepetarani Non Shul Sol Zeh. Right, our minhag is what? Is without Shem Malchus. If you're a Gronik, if you daven Chaim Berlin, did your son make with Shem Malchus? Yeah. Chaim Berlin people, you know, they daven at their children's Bar Mitzvah. I used to daven the Chaim Berlin in the main base medrash. And a person would come up for bar mitzvah, the father, he would make Shema Malchus. And all the other, you know, people, the regular shuls, they just say Baruch Shem Tefarani Mion Shul Zolzeh.
I remember asking my son, and said, that's Minot.
Because the Gra, it's a Medrash, and Parshas told us. And I don't know, I'm not sure. But I know Chaim Berlin. I can only give Edus of Chaim Berlin. That they're grow people, and when they read the Megillus with a plath and a bracha, like Shir Shirim Rus, they'll make with a. That's what he's assuming.
Okay, let's look in the Magen Avraham. It says in the Magen Avraham, Bar Mitzvah Hainuk Shenasim Ben Yud Gimel V'Yomecha. So then, on the day. V'achshav Nogu L'Varach B'Shosh Anar Mispalo Korei B'Shabbos Rishona. So now the minig is that the day that he's going to daven for the Amud, or he's going to read the Torah, even though it's not necessarily that day. Sh'az no del rabim shu bar mitzvah. In other words, not what he said originally, sh'anaseh ben yom gimel. Sh'anaseh ben yom chodesh b'likutim shem mitzvah halal. Like what you said, it's for the occasion. In other words, we're having a public hakara of this occasion. Sh'anaseh ben yom chodesh b'likutim shem mitzvah la'odim l'asa suda b'yom shem. So that's the we saw the Zohar. That was Biyom Chasunoso, Biyom Simchas Libo. Mashma Dahina Biyom Shenichnas Nashnas Yudalim. So that's Mashma Dafko the day. I'm sure Shlomo Chasav Di Menar Dorish Have Yisud Es Mitzvah Filo Einu Boso Yom. So the Magen Avraham has this discussion whether it has to be Boso Yom or not. Oh, so there's a fascinating discussion. Take a look on page. Oh, actually, I didn't xerox that sefer. We're going to see it in the sefer Leiv Bonim. He quotes the discussion. I was rushed, and I didn't xerox it from the original. So, page 21. What's the sefer Leiv Bonim? You know what the sefer Leiv Bonim is? It's all about Hilchos Ben Sora Mora. And in the end of the Sefer, he has a kuntras Sudas Mitzvah. There's a discussion that he can't become a Ben Sora Mora to Sudas Mitzvah. So the Sefer is a fascinating Sefer about Hilchos Ben Sora Mora. But if you hold it, it's Lo Hayam Lo Nivra, so it's not going to be so Nogaya. But then he goes through all the interesting things about Sudas Mitzvah. So he quotes here from the Shut Maran Brisk, page 21, left side, towards the middle of the page. The Shut Maran Brisk, that's from Mordechai Brisk, Hungarian Rav. Very chasher. He has Simcha, Kushner's Bar Mitzvah. Chazal Machachol, the Suz Bar Mitzvah, Shalom Bismanu, Hayat Suz Mitzvah Shandarshim. Ima Suz Mitzvah, Hava Machmas Shanasa Bar Mitzvah, O Machmas Hadrush Milvad. So what makes it the Sudas Bar Mitzvah? Is it the drasha or is it the occasion? Even though it's not Bo Bayom. So he says, "Kozel Daig Medivrei Yam Shal Shlomo because of the Logar Bisudas Chan Kanukas Abayis Dam Sudas Mitzvah Im Doshim Umashma the Lahavi Mitzvah Rach Mikol Chadrush from Yam Shal Shlomo's Mashma. Maybe it's only because of the drush, the drasha." So the Toras Chaim has Toras Chaim is what? It's a very chashva achron, Rav Shur. So he has a fascinating discussion. See, there's a big yisod. This is the big yisod of life. You cannot make any sudas mitzvah that doesn't have to be that day on Friday. Well, if you have a bris on Friday, like my son, my oldest son, he was born on Friday, bris on Friday, so you have to make it on Friday. But if you don't have to make it up, if it's not a chiv, then there's an isser. Mamash an isser chomer to make a suda she'ini regila on Friday. It's not called the Shabbos, even in the morning. And the Gemara in Gittin says that there were mishpachas and shenekru Yisrael because they made suda she'ini regila. Like, okay, somebody's going away. You're going to make a going away, a fancy party for somebody. And you don't have to make it on Friday, but Friday, you know, it was convenience. You went, no, you should never do that. So I once had a machlokas with somebody who wanted to make for one of our family members a birthday party or whatever. I don't think it was on an Erev Yontif, whatever. And I was very, you know, felt you don't do such a thing. There's a Suda She'ina Regila. There's a special occasion that doesn't have to be today. You shouldn't make it on Friday, even in the morning. If it's a bris that fell on Friday, so of course you can do it. So he says, so the Toras Chaim wants to know, can you make a Sudas Bar Mitzvah Bezmano Be'erv Shabbos?
So he wants to say, but maybe since you can make the Suda's Bar Mitzvah a different day with a drasha, so maybe it's not right to have the party on Friday. Well, Mikri is Manu Kavua. Meitam lo osu lebno Bar Mitzvah b'Erev Shabbos. So the Toras Chaim says about his own son, I guess he was, his 13th birthday was on Friday, and he wouldn't make a Suda's Bar Mitzvah. Because it's not right. It doesn't have to be boi boi yo. In name of Shachar, there ain't a Suda's Bar Mitzvah, a Suda's Mitzvah, because it's a church. It can't Shabbir Mikri Bizmanu Kabu Be'er Shab. But if you say, no, the real Suda is that day. This is like a secondary way of doing it. But the real thing is that Bo Bayom, so then it is considered Zmano Kavua, and then if you want, you could make. I'm talking about Friday morning, who's going to do it in the afternoon. But Friday morning, you want to, you know, your opinion of men, what was your opinion of Friday? Opinion of men, right, for Friday morning. French toast, right. Yeah. So, ain't the Suda's Bar Mitzvah. Suda's Mitzvah we call Chadrush. Okay, Shabbat Mikri is Mona Kavu Be'er Shabbos. In Lo Yatsa Suda's Ayom, Mapsid Suda's Bar Mitzvah. We get a move of Shalosh Kuvah. 1 second. And then he says, "Fiza Yesh Lifshak Yosfekel Shal Maram Brisk, Benashe Gia Yom Habar Mitzvah Shalom." Lo Yispeak Lahachin Drasha. So, what would be better? He didn't finish preparing his drasha. Im adif litchos sasudas bar mitzvah avur hadrasha, or lasos hayom below drasha. Ulam lanal vade adif lasos hayom, because below drasha. Because that's the ikir. In other words, he's saying the ikir is really bo bayom. If you can't do bo bayom, you want to rely on this interesting thing about drasha, this. But he was machmir, you know, the Toras Chaim, to. I guess, you know, could be also because of the Chomer HaInyan. It's a, you know, the way Chazal speak about someone who makes a Suda on Friday. That's why I told somebody we were not making it. It was a Shail of Erev Sukkos. Anyone who makes him has time to make a party on Erev Sukkos. But I was very stark. So in the end, it worked out my way. So, yeah, I don't think Thursday night you can do whatever you... Yeah, I think I asked maybe Ravadi or somebody. I think that they assume... It could be I asked Ravadi, whatever. You could do that Thursday. Yeah, Thursday night shouldn't be... but Friday, even in the morning, that you shouldn't make, you know, some fancy, elaborate thing. Yeah, 1 second. Okay, so now let's tie it into my successor. Yeah, give me a second. So on page 15 of Harfenis discusses, he says, Lasos Sugas Bar Mitzvah Levno Mos Maisi, Yesh Lodum Hakel, if you should Dekiko Shaita, he says, Nirashi Rish Mokum Hakel, if you do it for Shar Mitzvahs, he says, because he doesn't think it's a Chova, so Sugas Bar Mitzvah, Sugas Mitzvah, Hu, Ve'ena Chiyuva La'ava Ben, like Suda's Brish, name it called Abishim Kovay Nabah. Even though the Zohar Chadash says you should do it, but it's a mitzvah Adam. No cost of Moshe Chiv. And furthermore, he writes in the bottom paragraph, who says you need that, you know, you can make a simple thing at home for 10 people, you know, like they did in Europe. You know, like my father, from my father's generation. So they made a kiddush, and then they, whoever was there, came back for lunch, and they didn't have, you know, they didn't have the money to do it in those days. You know, so he says he can be makel maybe. So who even says you have to, you know, to do these things? But the ma'isa, if you're not going to do it, it's going to cost tzar for the bar mitzvah boy if you don't do something a little bit more elaborate than all, you know. I'm not talking about these crazy things. I'm talking about, you know, you just have a suda, you have a, you know. I mean, those days, my parents' chasana, you know, my parents got married in Luji Siegels. So they were allowed 100 people to the thing. 100. That's not like a tip. It was a restaurant, a kosher restaurant in the city. 100 people. If somebody canceled, then you couldn't have just people, all the people come by. 100 with the yuk. If someone canceled, then someone else could come. So that was the chasana. So one little window. So my father's bar mitzvah was, had a cake in the shul, or people come home to the house afterwards. But we're in a different. So he says that you could do it. If you do it a simple bar mitzvah, he says it's not a davar shem chova, and he thinks that you could use the ma'aser money. And then in terms of the boy giving ma'aser from the gifts on page 13, he says from me'amosh mekabel yafish. From the checks that he gets, he can be mafresh, but not from the svar. You get svar via bar mitzvah. So I remember my next door neighbor gave me an art scroll set. Art scroll then was only the Chamesh Megillus. That was the whole art scroll. Chamesh Megillus. So from the matanos, you potter, because that's what we discussed before, that only from liquid do you have to. And then, what about a gift certificate? Page 17. So he says that this should be totally on the discussion about if you hold that you don't have to be ma'aser chapotzim, page 17. So it's like if he gives you a gift certificate to go to Eichler's or Eagle Eyes or whatever, so that's like giving you so whatever you're ending up buying from with the gift certificate is that's not giving cash, that's giving a present, because you can't just say to the I just want the cash. No, it doesn't work that way. You gotta buy the item. But he says the skut shani from this and Karelitz, the Kabbal character is equal skum siyum because of the Hanus. This is kind of that says that maybe you call this kesef. But he says that's maybe if you get a thing to a grocery store. But if you give it for a farm store, so that's like you give it from farm. So I'll take your questions in a second. And that's the same idea on page 18, when somebody no longer yell at the mazel tov, and the father gives him $1,000 to go buy clothing and different things for the child. So he thinks that you don't have to give ma'aser for that, because it's for those. So he gives you the money to buy for the baby, so then you have to buy for the baby. Right. Right, that was a deal. Right, we discussed that deal. But he's supposed to use it for that purpose, and so then,
So
now this is not clear by Barnes, I assume. Yeah, Barnes, for sure, yeah. Bat mitzvah.
You could use your
ma'aser
money to make it.
Yeah. Right, because it's not a davar shem chova. If you hold,
even if you can't, use your
ma'aser. Right.
So,
yeah. Yeah, Ramosha is the truth about that.
So we're saying, as long as the Jewish, it won't be considered a Siddur Mitzvah.
Well, even if it's a mitzvah, it's not necessarily a chovah.
say we compared it like in the thing about being Dovek for Friday.
Right.
So he told the Amtsal Svara.
Right.
But then he didn't.
Well, he wanted to be machmir not to do it on Friday because he said you can do it.
Yeah, but then he's not holding like it. Right. I mean, he's saying that it's
lechubra. Lechubra. He's saying it lechubra that he
didn't want to. He wanted to say that since that you can do it on Friday, it is considered the rule of man because if you push it off, then it's only machmir to drop.
Right. But the Torah's Chaim himself pushed it off. But you can say another svara that.
The first thing who argued,
if you argue the Torah's Chaim, then you're saying that no, that because when you're pushing it off, it's really not the.
Even though the whole pushing it off drasha is always based on. You're saying it's only a certain when you cross a drasha.
Right.
Okay, but that came from Torah's Chaim, which said in there
it was right. Yeah, but he's saying that he's machmir that maybe.
If
you're pushing it off, he's saying that it doesn't have to be today because you can do it on a different day.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But the one who argues
says no, but it's not really the same.
Even
the Iker is the Bo Bayom.
Right,
the Iker is the Bo Bayom, but the other thing is like the Dachak, you know. Okay, it's Hogara, it's a Svara. But it's not so pushed that this whole thing is so that would be a more Svara to be able to use Meisim money because it's not so much of a Kova. And it's not a technical mitzvah, but it's definitely something that hopefully will give the child Yirah Shamayim and give him encouragement and stuff like that. So it would be. This is assuming that you can use Master Ksafim for not for Aniyim. If you hold Aniyim, then it's a different story. The Bar Mitzvah would be an area that they can be, as Rafarfinus points out, more leeway to use Master Ksafim for, because it's certainly not a Dover Shebechova. Maybe it's some type of mitzvah, and maybe it's only Bo Bayom, and the Drasha, the various ideas that we saw in the Magen Avraham, and the Zohar HaKadosh, and the Yamshel Shlomo and this thing, and the Maran Brisk Shilas, the Torah Skayim but that's the thing about Friday, not to have a special Suddhas on Friday, even in the morning, and you can look, you weren't getting the Lam Maches, how families were necker for this, so like it's very scary. That's why I didn't want to. If someone wanted to make a birthday party for a family member on an Erev Yontif, but it was the same idea. So I was trying to, they weren't appreciative. But in the end, we had it the night before.
That's why on Erev Pesach, in the morning, you don't make it to after seeing just like Mizonos.
Well, we have Mizonos, but there it's the Bo Bayom. I mean, that's the day of the and anything we have is not so elaborate. You know, we have the Mizonos, and sometimes not even Mizonos. Okay. Bez Hashem, continue tomorrow. What? Yeah. What did he say? Rav Balatanya mitzvah of the Balel Sha'akha Yom Bar Mitzvah. And that was why?
He's probably the drasha was that. But he gave Mizonos the day of.
Yeah.
Doesn't the Balatanya talk about giving more than a home?